The Meyerson Jewish Community Center's Jewish and Israeli Film Festival begins on February the 6th and offers 12 films ranging from comedies to documentaries from all over the world. Betsy Singer-Lefton from the Meyerson JCC and Film Committee member Stacey Schimberg are here to tell us more about the programs. Welcome.
Thanks for having us, Anne.
Tell us about how these films were chosen.
We're a committee of about 12 volunteers, and we screen over 50 films. We get special preview links from the distributors, and we watch all the films and choose our favorites.
And how many films did you choose from this year?
Easily 50, some years even more than that. And the committee does a fabulous job of not only picking what's entertaining, but what tells a great story, has a great artistry to watch, and just a great piece of entertainment and a good Jewish story.
What are some of the films that are your personal favorites before we talk about the overall schedule?
Well, our film on the opening night is amazing. It's a must-see. It's starring Oscar winners Christopher Plummer and Martin Landau and Dean Norris of Breaking Bad. And it's a story about an elderly Auschwitz survivor bent on tracking his Nazi guard who destroyed his family. That really was very entertaining and kept all of our attention the entire time.
It's intense. It's a different kind of experience, but one that will definitely have everybody on the edge of their seat. That's for sure.
And what about you? Was there a favorite film for you?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. That's always the most difficult question. This year, there's a wonderful documentary that I like a lot. It's called Rock in the Red Zone. In this particular film, it's a documentarian, Laura Bialis, went to a town called Sderot on the border of Israel to do what she thought was just going to be a rock documentary. It's an area there's a lot of rock and roll music, strangely enough, that comes out of this small Israeli town. And what she found was this culture of people who dealt with the stress of being in sort of a war-torn area by creating music, rock music. And it's really a fascinating view of using music to cope with life.
So give us an idea of some of the other films that you're going to have, in addition to, you said you have documentaries and feature films, and there are some comedy too.
We do have some comedies. One of my favorite comedies was called Serial Bad Weddings. It's not necessarily prejudice against one type of community, but basically equal opportunity prejudice all around. But it is a family film, and it is a comedy, and it can definitely get some laughs from people.
Another one of my favorites is That You? And it's a movie that won an Ophir Award, which is the Israeli equivalent of the Academy Awards. Beautiful, beautiful story about a man traveling, trying to find his past. Beautiful. And another one that I love is a documentary called Oriented, which is an interesting story of three Arab gay men who are trying to deal with their conflict of being Arabs living in Israel and yet being gay men living as Arabs and Palestinians. So they're trying to negotiate all those different hats that they wear and categories that they fall under.
Yeah, I was going to say that the subjects don't shy away from the tough political issues, like the issues of same-sex relationships and dealing with attacks from across the border. You also have a really impressive culminating event.
After all the films have been seen throughout the month of February, on February 25th, we're having film critic Leonard Maltin come to talk about film, give us some of his opinions about some of the films, talk about his career, and talk about Jewish aspects that impact Hollywood throughout the years. It should be a great event.
And where is this going to be?
Leonard Maltin will be actually at the JCC, and in fact, we'll have a book signing afterwards. A lot of people know Leonard Maltin's annual film guide and some of his classic movie guides, and the books will be available, and he's happy to meet and greet with the crowd and take an opportunity to take questions and sign books.
Now, how many years has the film festival been going on?
It is nearly 20 years by our recollection. Obviously, Stacey and I have not been involved for that many years, but it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's really a treasure in the community to watch it grow over the years and really become something that's become sort of, you know, it's a little corny, but a hot ticket.
In the years that you've been working with the festival, have you seen a change in the kind of films that you're looking at and the kind of topics that they're engaging?
Definitely. We've been trying to get a broader aspect of different types of films that we can offer to people, trying to stay away from just depressing films that dwell on the past and looking into the future as well, while giving people a lot of the information that they need based on history and based on the issues that are happening in that part of the world.
And have you seen more of those films? You mentioned that you had 50 films to screen this year. Is that a record in terms of the number that you've had to look at?
Some years we've looked at even more. We actually already have films lined up that we want to look at for next year. So things that we couldn't get into the docket for this year, we already are planning on screening and hopefully getting a hold of before they hit the real market.
This year, you really have the venue spread out all over the community. So there's no excuse for not saying I can't get to see it because it's not in my neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We're really pleased about that. It's important for us that people really enjoy a real cinematic experience. So we're so happy to be able to allow people to watch these movies. We screen them at the Kenwood Theater and at Cinemark, Oakley Square. We're at the Esquire, and our opening film will be at the Carnegie. So really, like you say, all over the tri-state area. So we're happy for people to be able to find a location and date that works for them.
And have you observed a change in the audience in terms of what the audience looks like?
Mm-hmm, I have. And, you know, and I will tell you that we're hoping to watch that change. So there's always a great loyal group of supporters. And some people think that the Jewish and Israeli Film Festival is something that is for Jewish people. It's really not. It's really something that's frequently about Jewish people. We've worked really hard to bring in stories on LGBTQ community, on the sometimes uneasy politics of the region, and in understanding there's two sides to everything. And for many people, the silver screen is a very safe place to delve into those topics and really consider another point of view in a safe environment.
So it's really more of a universal kind of a festival than might appear at first.
We're hoping it is, for sure.
It's a fascinating series, and my thanks to Betsy Singer-Lefton and Stacy Schimberg from the Jewish and Israeli Film Festival, sponsored by the Mayerson JCC. It runs from February 6th through February 25th. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.